All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 8th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had golf get underway earlier this morning. Good luck to all of you in your golf contest. We had an early MLB slate that is still going on. Good luck to all you guys playing the early MLB slate. We have a four-game MLB main slate later this evening. We have a single NBA showdown tonight, and then a two-game NHL slate as well. So ton of DFS action coming at you all weekend long. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. No Saturday show this week, just so you guys know. Last day of office hours will be tomorrow and then returning on to Monday. So as we approach the end of the week here, felt it was important to remind you all of that. Just got something going on. Can't make it. But in the meantime, still plenty of time to answer questions the rest of the week here. Let's get SaberSim up. We did have one question come in prior to the show. So we will start with that one and go from there. So first question of the day, can I sim a contest against a field that doesn't match it in size? What is happening behind the scenes in this case? For example, if I am playing a 100-person contest and I am simming against the ownership of a 5,000 lineup field. Okay, good question here. So if you guys have seen this, right, we go to the contest tab, and in the field lineups, there's this little arrow, right? This is effectively to pop out the field lineups into like a build format where you can actually see the lineups, right? So we'll let this load real quick. Now, when you look at this, and we go to projections, we open this up, right? So there are, so for instance, like Spencer Schwellenbach is 42% owned. He's in 4,199 lineups, right? This tells me that there are 10,000 lineups in the field lineups, okay? So let's say, right, that, okay, you're using this flagship MME field, and you are, but even though this has 10,000 lineups, let's say your lineup has like this has 10,000 lineups. Say your contest only has 1,000 lineups, right? What happens in that instance? So when your contest has less entries than we do field lineups, we randomly sample the 10,000. So we are randomly picking 1,000 of the 10,000, and then we are using those lineups in, say, contest sim one. And then we pick 10,000 new lineups, and then we use that for contest sim two and contest sim three. And we do that 100,000 times. So actually what you get in that scenario is you get a little bit of ownership variance, right? Ownerships are going to fluctuate between the contest sims. And that's actually a good thing, right? Because ownership is a projection, but ownership always comes in. There's like a plus or minus factor, right? They can come in a little bit higher, come in a little bit lower. We don't know exactly how owned they're going to be. So the ownership variance that you get across a 100,000 sim sample, well, one means that the average ownership is still going to come in pretty close because the sample is so big. But two, within each contest sim, there's going to be a little bit of differentiation. So that ends up being a good thing. Okay. So, remember that if your contest is smaller, we are randomly sampling however many contest entries there are. Now, if your contest is bigger, right, let's talk about the other side of this. Say you're playing a 20,000-person contest and the field lineups have 10,000. Then what we do in that case is we apply the payout structure of the contest to the 10,000-person field, right? So let's say you have like a 20 max. Your 20 lineups go into a contest with the 10,000 field lineups, And then we simulate that contest using the payout structure of the bigger contest. And then we return the results from the sim there. So that is what happens when your contest is bigger than the field lineup size. Okay. So that's what's going on. Field lineup sizes vary, usually somewhere between 10 and 20,000. Like I know, like for NFL Showdown, we have 20,000. I think for MMA, we have 20,000. For some of the classic sports, we have like 10,000 bucket fields. So you can always just check by popping these out, checking. All right. Good stuff there. Good stuff there. Very good question to get us started today. Second question. If we think the game is going to be a blowout, is it better to adjust team totals or players individually? Good question. I would say it's probably better. Well, so I'm assuming we're talking about like we're using the instance of the Denver OKC game from last night, right? If you guys didn't catch that, I think OKC won by like 40 plus points. And it was pretty wild, right? A ton of players who probably weren't even projected, you know, got in the game, like literally no starters playing in the fourth quarter for either team, right? It's pretty crazy. Let's see if Popcorn Machine has this. Let's see, look at this. Western Conference, yeah. OKC won by 43. So like this is how everything went, right? So all starters for Denver came out before the third quarter ended. And then same thing for OKC, right? And then full bench minutes, you know, Peyton Watson, who played a little bit in the fourth, but even they took him out. And then Jalen Williams played a little bit in the fourth, but they even took him out, right? So we could see like all these players, you know, 5 to 15 minutes who normally don't play at all, like full closing, right? So that is a big impact on, you know, how things work out, right? If you had a crystal ball, right, and you're like, hey, you know, I think that this game is going to be a blowout, there's probably like two things I would do, right? So number one is I would adjust the team totals, right? This is going to give the builder a better sense of like, hey, you know, these guys are going to play these minutes and then these guys are going to play these other minutes, right? It's like, for instance, you know, if this game is like a blowout, right? You come in, you adjust the team totals. Some of these players' projections might move up, but in the sim, they might end up playing less minutes. So I don't know how that would work, right? It's like, okay, let's say that we're going to boost OKC by like 20 points and we're going to bring Denver down by like 10, right? Okay, like full blowout. All right, we go to players, right? And then we're going to switch this projection to the adjusted projection. And then we're going to compare this with the pre-slate projection. All right. So here, right, we have three projections or two projections. I'm going to move this, my projection, out of the way. So the adjusted is the blowout. The SS proj is the regular. And then the actual is like what they actually score. So like, hey, you know, I think this game is going to be a blowout. Okay. Okay. Well, what happens here, right, is, you know what, I actually like it this way. Regular and then adjusted, regular, adjusted. So if you think it's going to be a blowout, see, what really catches my eye is like how some of these guys who get in the game at like min salary, AJ Mitchell, Dylan Jones, Deang, they're not projected at all, right? We're basically saying like we don't expect these guys to play in this game. If you think the game's going to be a blowout, I think making some manual projection adjustments to the players that you do expect to play could be really valuable, right? Especially if you're playing Showdown, because if you're playing Showdown, well, then now these guys become really, really important because they're probably min priced. So like, even if, you know, a player here, right, even if we do a blowout scenario, there are still players where we don't have them in the sim. So I think it would be good to do manual projection adjustments in that instance. Okay. So that's like the biggest thing that I'm noticing. And then we might even see the same with Denver. But you could always approach it this way, right? You could start it with a team total adjustment and then look at like some of these guys that aren't projected and then say, hey, do I expect these players to get in the game or not, right? And then if you do expect them to get in the game in a blowout, then I would go and change their projections manually. Now, what you need to be aware of, because I was talking to somebody about this recently, is if we don't have them projected, then we're not going to have them in our field lineups. And if we don't have them in the field lineups, then you're going to get a lot of exposure to those players, like probably upwards of like 50%. And the reason for that is that if you are literally the only player playing a certain player who is projected to score, then that player in question becomes a massive advantage. So the builder just jams them in, right? So if you are ever using custom projections, making manual adjustments, anything along those lines, to players that we do not have projected, I would always, always, always use custom fields or custom ownership and give them some ownership and then build ownership and then change the ownership to whatever build or field you have where they are projected, okay? So if you're going to project them, make sure they have some ownership in the field lineups that you use to sim your contest, because if you don't, you're going to get tons and tons of exposure to those players. Okay. So that's probably the way I would approach it. So hopefully that helps make sense of like the two-step process that we're talking about, three steps with adding custom ownership. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. Can you help me out, please? I have a lineup for DFS MLB I would like you to look at if you can. I'm playing in a 20,000 contest myself. Honestly, I don't know how much help I would be. You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of like not the way we build lineups, right? Like, it's like, oops, didn't mean to do that. Meant to go back to Saber Sim. One sec. All right. We got Saber Sim coming back up right now. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't even know if I can tell you if it was a good lineup or not, right? What you could do, right, is if you're trying to like figure out if a lineup is good or not, right? This is something that people mention, and this is like a kind of a good opportunity to use this. Let's say you have a lineup, right? And you're trying to figure out, hey, you know, what do the Sims think of this lineup, right? And maybe you're trialing Ultimate. Maybe you're trying out the contest Sims, right? And you want to see, like, hey, how does my hand-built lineup do in the Sims, right? This can be the perfect opportunity to use this if you're trying to answer this question for yourself. So what I'm going to do, right, I'm going to go and hand-build a lineup really quickly. So we're going to go to this four-game slate coming up. And I'm going to go to a contest and I'm going to hand build a lineup, right? Okay. Who's pitching today? Okay. Yamamoto. We're taking him. Let's see. We're going to go pay down somewhere, maybe Lodolo. And then we're going to stack Yamamoto with the Dodgers. Let's say Will Smith. Let's say Kike Hernandez, first base eligibility. Let's go Kim. And let's pay up. Let's pay Ohtani. Let's pay for, let's say, Muncy. Cool. So you got Dodger 5 stack there. I think we have 5 stack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And then we're going to go get some other players. So let's say we go. No, we don't want to do that. Maybe like Bo Bichette, and we'll do like a little Toronto stack, Springer. And last but not least, Dalton the Bar Show, right? Okay, cool. So I've hand-built this lineup, and I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, does Saber Sim think this is actually a good lineup? And I'm going to switch out Lodolo for Schwellenbach, and I'm going to submit this. Cool. So I've hand-built this lineup, right? Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the slate that I'm playing. And I'm going to make sure that I'm signed into DraftKings on the same browser that I'm using SaberSim, okay? So we go to contests. And we'll let the contest page load. All right, I'm going to use the upload entries button. I'm going to download the template file. I got to sign in. Annoying. All right, one sec. Let me sign in. All right. Okay. So, bring screen back up. So this file gets downloaded, right? This DK entries file. So we open this up. We don't drag it into SaberSim. Okay, I didn't like open it and bring it in here, right? Instead, what I did was I opened it. So this is my hand-built lineup. So what I need to do here is I need to get rid of these first four columns with this contest entry information. Okay, let's just delete these, right? Let's get rid of those. Now the files, the pitcher starts in column A. That's perfect. I save it. I get rid of it. Now I go to a build. I need the build to have no lineup. So if you've already run lineups, open up a new build. But I can go to this build one. I can right-click on this build. I can use the upload pool option. So now, right, this is my hand-built lineup. This Schwellenbach, Yamamoto, Smith, Hernandez, Kim, Muncy, Bichette, Otani, Springer, Varsho. Okay, so now I have built a lineup. And now maybe I want to run the contest sim, right? Okay, so then you go, you run the contest sim, and then you see what SaberSim thinks of it, if it's a good lineup or not, right? So this is actually a way that you can use SaberSim to test hand-built lineups and see, hey, does SaberSim agree that, you know, this is a good lineup to play? So that's what I would be doing if you're trying to answer that question, but that is the steps you need to take in SaberSim in order to do so. All right. Good opportunity to display how to do that. Caught up with questions at the moment. Why don't we start a slate demo and see if any additional questions roll in? So, four game slate, not going to mess with salary tonight. Just two small adjustments to projections. Still going to use the don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. I still think it's good on a four game slate. Let's see. Let's go to pitchers. Okay. If you wanted, we could like set a small filter here for like pitchers, like greater than five is like something I'll usually use. Like just get rid of these relievers. And then there's like a batters one just in case, like you don't want to see batters projected for zero, like just to get rid of them. But either way, this looks good. Gonna do 500 lineups. Gonna click build. And we're gonna kick this off. So let's let these lineups run. Give it a second. All right. Lineups are finishing up. And contest sim kicks off right away. I'm going to sort these lineups by exposure. Going to get my exposure pool leverage within view here, which I like. And just setting things up the way I want to see the information. All right. Sim finishes. I'm going to set up an ROI aggregate metric. Got average projection, average ROI, sorting by my contest sim, say we're building 20 lineups. Sorting my table by exposure, And I'm about ready to start making some adjustments, right? So I'm going to start in the alt tab, just kind of seeing not huge leverages today, okay? Sometimes we come in here, it's like 30, 40%. Seeing stuff in like the 20-ish range, 10s, 20s, doesn't seem so bad. So I might not go as far with min uniques here, right? I'm still going to start with it, right? I'm still going to use it and start moving this around. But I might not need to go, you know, all the way up to 7, right? It's just kind of using this tool to get to a point where I am happy with the exposures and leverages that I'm seeing here, right? So for me, it still feels like a lot of Jorge Soler. ROI is down about like 20%. I think we can go at least one more. 6 looks a little bit better. We go to batters. Now all the batter exposure is in like the 10 to 20 range. Nobody like 20 plus. You know, we had Soler like way high. Now he's down to like 20% exposure, 9% leverage. That feels a lot better. High exposure to Otani, but his ownership is like really high too. So it seems okay. Pitchers taking a stand on Fat. I don't know how to say his name. That's how I would try it. Kind of interesting, right? Because he pitches for Arizona and Arizona is facing the Dodgers. And Otani is like our highest exposed hitter too. So that's kind of interesting, right? It kind of like throws off like some red flags for me. Like, hey, you know, why are we like kind of seeing this? Doesn't make like a ton of sense to me. What is wrong here? Oh, we're sorting by order. Okay, we go back to exposure. So, gosh, I don't know how I feel about this. You know, this is like really, really interesting. Because it's like, okay, we have 45% Otani. But then we have 30% of, you know, the D-back starter directly facing him. I don't like having leverage on both. So, you know, what I might do in like an instant like this is like, okay, the builder feels like a little bit conflicted about these two plays. I might just like bump him down and I might bump both of them down and like, okay, I'm bringing, you know, Brandon here down to 15% max exposure. And then I'm also going to bring Otani down to match his ownership as well. So the idea behind this, right, is that, you know, I'm not sure what the right answer is here. Like, should I go with the pitcher? Should I go with the hitter? Should I go with the Dodgers? Should I go with Arizona? And because I'm unsure, I'm deciding that I would rather match the field with both of these spots and try and get leverage somewhere else on the slate. The good thing, right, is that if Otani does good, okay, I have as many shares of him as the rest of the field does. So that same amount of my lineups are going to advance. And then if the pitcher does good, I have the same amount of shares as the field does. So those lineups are going to advance. And then I'm going to, you know, find other games or players or whatever you want to call it to try and get leverage on instead, right? I'm not going to try and get leverage on this game because the builder seems conflicted about it and is like almost like taking both sides a little too much in my opinion. So I'm going to match there and then I'm going to try and go somewhere else right on the slate. So here looks like we like to go with Atlanta, even like some Cincinnati who has like a little bit lower projected runs, right? Lowest projected runs. We're getting some Cincinnati. We're taking a stand on Atlanta. I would much rather do that in that instance and then just play a little bit closer to even for both sides of the Dodger Diamondbacks game. So that's my opinion there. That's how I would handle it. But you know, do what pleases you, but that's what I would be trying to do. So now our highest exposed batter, 30%, some pitchers in the 35 to 45 range. That seems fine. I would be pretty happy with this. I'd be ready to save this and upload this to my, you know, fantasy site of choice. But that's what I'm thinking about. So kind of an interesting spot there with at least what I'm seeing in this build demo. So hopefully that helps you guys out in future scenarios like that. It's totally okay to just play something kind of close to even and then, you know, not let that spot make or break you. But all right. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Looks like we're all caught up here. Knocked out a slate demo. So I think we're going to get out of here. Again, I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. Good luck today in all your contests. So until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.